My name is Sada, and I'm 32 years old. I'm from Ghana. My mom, she's from Nigeria, and my dad is from Ghana. I grew up with happiness home. My dad really loved me because I'm the daughter of my dad. I'm the first and third child. I moved to Denmark because I got married to my man. I came from a different part of Ghana because my mom, I grown up from my mom's side. I have the religion and whereby I listen to what my parents told me. So when I want to get married to him, my parents doesn't want me because they told me that it's different tribe. I don't know his culture and he's not praying, everything like that. The way they see him, he's not responsible person. But I try to fight and fight with my family, everything. Then they decide that, okay, whatever I want, like what I decide I want, my dad said he want the happy married life for me. If I want him, whatever I see, I shouldn't complain or I shouldn't come back to them. So like, I really, really hold the marriage, but it couldn't work. I have two kids. When I came to Denmark, I started school and later on I started work. He started, and when he was not having time with us, me and the kids, going out clubbing, DJ. Whenever I talk, his problem to the extent he said I used to disrespect him because I talk sometimes. He would leave home 2 days, 3 days without coming. Then later his friend there, like, he's kind of, I cannot stop him. He's a club guy, he's DJ, a lot of things. So that's why I started knowing the kind of person he is. Because he came to Ghana, we always talk on phone. I don't know him much. Until when he came to Ghana, I got married, I came to Europe, I could say that, okay, it's a different person I got married to. 24/7, I should be home, cook, wash, play, do. All the Ghanese community, they know me, I don't go out. Because I brought up with, I have religion on me. So like going to club, dressing different dress, I don't do that. I wash for him, I cook, I do everything. Even if I'm sick, he never helped me. I have to wake up and make food for him to eat. He will tell me that, yeah, he is the man. I have to do everything. Because he is the one that brought me to Europe. So he used me like a slave. And the end of the day, what I was shocked, because I don't even know much Danish. I don't read more Danish, everything. He went and made this dating the deco on my phone. I just find out a lot of things whereby I was shocked with my ex-man. I could have even had the patient whereby my mom, my parents were like, yeah, marriage is like that, it's difficult. But when I flashback, I could see what I go through with him is not honest to me. So that's why I said, no, I need divorce. My parents said he has to brought me to Ghana back. Whenever I said I want divorce here in Europe, he told me that, yeah, I want to give him problem. He's the one that brought me to Europe. They will take his house, give me, I should consider the kids. So I was holding it whereby he said he has divorced me. I stay in the apartment 1 year. Without informing the commune, without informing anybody. He said he would pay me child support. Then he paid me like the two kids, 1,005 for 4 months, and he couldn't pay anymore. Then we went home. My mom, my parents told him, if you don't want her, just leave her and the kids and come back to Europe in a peaceful way. Then he told my mom, yeah, it's misunderstanding. It would change. I should change. I used to disrespect him. Then I told my mom the vision. Since he brought me to Europe, I'm the one suffering, buying clothes for myself, buying clothes for my kids. The child support they are giving me, whether I work, I don't work, is that one I will use to take care of my kids, to take care of myself. It never helped. Like when it comes to Christmas, when it comes to like the Muslim feast, like the Ramadan, it never buy anything for me. I work on my own. It's just like we are together as a couple. But I work, what I'm getting in hand more than what I'm ending, but I'm paying the school, the child school, and he's paying the apartment. But at the end of the day, sometimes I'll be minus. I have to borrow money from my friends to pay the bills. He told me that that's what I have to pay. And whereby later he said, yeah, I said, I want to know what is ending. We have to share everything. He said, I disrespect him. He has to be a man. The culture is like he has to be the same thing in Europe. It's like that. Then I find out from my school friends, people are like, no, the law is not like that. And whenever I talk, it's a problem. He said I disrespect him to the extent. So I have like no freedom because he thought like he's the one that brought me. So I have to respect him and follow what he told me about. So that's the difficult things. And he never been there for me most time with the kids, family. I couldn't anymore. And later again, he came, he's sorry. Then he came, he was begging me, he want me back, which home he told me that we should do it between me and him. He was sleeping with me, everything was okay. And later I started seeing that he was chatting with women, whereby I got angry and he was on the phone, open speaker, my heart couldn't take it. Then I got angry and break the phone down. Then that's where he started. He hit me to the extent like I fainted. I didn't even know I fainted. It's my kids. I fainted, like it took me sometimes, he poured water. But on the anger, of after I came back, then I raised my head. I said, is it because of woman you want to kill me? You hit me? Then he said, yeah, he will kill me. If I try him, he'll kill me. So I was in anger. So then I said, okay, you have to kill me. Then he took my phone. Then he packed everything, that he's the one that bought the phone for me. Then I show him, okay, this is the lady you have been chatting with. And this is the reason why I want to divorce you. So then he took the phone from me. Then I called the police, the neighbors. He was like trying to go out. Then I took the phone. I said, no. Then the neighbor called the police and they came and I couldn't hear. I have to go to the hospital. And this my hand, like I haven't had problem. I'm going to forces therapy. I just need divorce for me to move on with my life. And also he always like give me the pressure of, yeah, I brought you. You don't have permanent. I'll let them deport you back home, everything. So I got the scared of, okay, they want to take my kids from me and deport me back home. When I find out, they're like, no, the system is not like that. If you work, you go to school, everything, they can never deport you back. Then I told him that, no, I want to move on with my life. As long as he told his family divorce, he has given me divorce. But he cannot be coming, telling the family he doesn't want me and coming home, sleeping with me. It's like kind of, I cannot. So that's where he told me that, yeah, it's over. Whereby he moved out like 2 months. Then he came back again. That's where he got anger and hooked my neck. Then he was pushing me the door. I was like, I don't want problem. He was pushing me that I must leave his apartment. I have to go out. Then he was holding my neck, pushing me. Then I tried to call the police. I was having two phones. Then he took the first phone and knocked it, the scream, everything spoiled. And the second one again, he took it from me. He was telling the police, she's lying. I want her to move out. Then he told me that he has moved on with his life. He doesn't want me. It was a hard life. And actually, after the divorce, he threw me out. The police has to send me to Cree Center. I was in Cree Center in Lumbi. He came again there. He find me in my son's iPad, Google. He came. He was screaming. He want to see the kids. And which I didn't show up. I didn't even come out. And they are the Cree Center. They are the one that make till hold for him. Then they told me, no, with my kids, they are sleeping. I have to move all the way to Odense, where I don't even know Odense. I was there around 11:30 with my kids. My son was like, both of them are sleeping. I have to, middle of the night, 11:30, calling the Cree Center. They are like, find people, ask them. I took taxi. I went later on, I find that before I read them, it was around 12 o'clock. Then I was like, what kind of life it is with me? And after 3 days, he started writing me. I have a lot of text message. Yeah, he want me back. He loved me. I'm the mother of his kids. Then I told him, you know, and I always tell you that no matter what, consider your kids. And you throw me out and now you are calling me, texting me that I should forgive you. You want to see your kids. You want me back. Then when you are throwing me out at the front of the police, you don't think of I'm the one struggling, suffering. You told me to leave. Later, he started texting me middle of the night. I want to talk to you. I want you. And that was the day. It was last year, June. I will never forget in my life. It was on the 12th of June. That was why he started texting me, writing me. And 13th of June, then I got a message, email from the state. He wrote to the state, yeah, because she divorced me, because she want child support, because she want my property. That's why she divorced me. I didn't throw her out. A lot of things. I was crying to the extent the Cree Center. That day, they rushed me to the emergency. I was bleeding my nose and my mouth. They thought maybe something is going on with me. Because I got shocked, the same person on the 12th of June,
begging me, I'm sorry, I want you back with a message, everything. You are the mother of my kids, everything. And the next day, I got email from the state. It's writing that, yeah, it's because she wants to divorce me because of my property, because of my house, because of MUPE, because of child support. I told him because of a lot of things to the extent. Up till now, I feel like we have kids with him. I feel like, no, I didn't deserve even his blood to be with me. Even when he got married to me, I'm in Ghana, he was even cheating on me here. And I find out in the email everything, yeah, no, she's my old girlfriend before you, everything. Always he will have an excuse. Then I have the love from him, and whereby I tried the marriage to work because back home, my parents, like, they want me to marry, like family marriage. I said, no, this is the person I want. So I got the shame of, no, if this marriage doesn't work, I cannot go back. I'll feel like ashamed back home to my family, to my parents. So I just tried the marriage to work, but it couldn't work. It couldn't work. Up to now, I feel the pain. Sometimes I can go out, like people will ask me, yeah, you divorced your husband because of his property, you divorced him. I'll be like, okay. I will cry deep in me that nobody knows what I'm going through. But those who are close to us, they really know what I go through. Some of them, they advise me, it's not the right person, move on with your life. Some will tell me that, just let it go. I don't think I can forgive him. I don't think me and him can be friends for us to work together with the kids. Then I try to make the full custody of my kids because he never been there for me. He never do anything. I'm the one struggling, whether I'm sick to the extent I was in labor. My kids, I give birth with my first son from the hospital. I came that night, my husband was at the club. My friends from school, they are like, why is he treating you like this? Is it because he's the one? I tried to stay away from people just to hold the marriage, but it couldn't work. We end up at the court. He was there, I was there. That's why I said, no, I thank to Almighty Allah. I've always prayed for him, and up to now, I want him to show the blessing upon between me and him. If I'm the one that offend him, may God Almighty Allah shouldn't give me the peace of mind. But if he's the one, he will never have the peace of mind. Because I know the way I hold my marriage, I never cheat on him. I hold the marriage with the kids, everything. But there's not any happy marriage. And at the front of the court, the magistrate, they gave me a form I filled pertaining what I go through, and they asked him. That's why I said, thank you, God. I wish those who people around him, beside him, like he was saying, people are like, oh, she want money, she want this. But he end up between me and him and his lawyer and magistrate. He was like, what she said is true. I raised my head. I looked upon my husband's eyes like 10 to 20 minutes. I was like, what? You can able today at the front of magistrate and say that, yeah, everything she said is right. Then the magistrate asked me, do you want separation or do you want divorce? I told him that I want divorce because for me, seeing him, all what I go through, and he end up saying, oh, what she said was right. I was like, this guy doesn't deserve me anymore. Then I look at him, I said, no, this guy is not the right person for me to be with. I just got divorced with him, and later again, he was writing again, started writing, I want contact with my kids, everything, whereby I said, okay, fine. And now again, he started writing, yeah, I want us to work together, me and her. So it's like, for last two weeks to 3 weeks, then I started to move on with my life, to go back to school, to study, to be something. But it's like it keep on pushing me back. He went back home, sent his family. He want to give my family 30,000 Danish kroner. I should cancel the case in court. I should tell the state that I don't want anything. I've canceled the case. Then my parents called me. My parents said, even we are poor back home in Ghana, we can never take money from your husband. You have to fight for your rights. I told my parents, I'm fighting for my right. I don't want anything from my ex-man, but I'm fighting for my right. My parents told his family, we don't want your money. We want happiness for our daughter. By now, we are waiting for the everything, the full custody, the everything was there right now. And last 2 weeks, again, he started writing my lawyer. I want contact between me and her. We should discuss about the kids. I was like, the same person that threw me out. When you are throwing me out, I said, think about the kids before throwing me out. I said, I have nowhere to go. You brought me to Europe. I have no mother. I have no father. You are the only one I depend. You are the only one, me and my kids, we are seen as a family, as a everything in life. I raised my head the 2 days before I left. I told him, look, if I step out from this apartment with my kids, then it has to be over between me and you. Don't think of our comeback between me and you again, nothing. And I still have the pangs of me. Me and him, we are like enemies, so we die. I will never forgive my husband. The crisis center, they talk to me like, just take it easy, it's normal. That I started like some group of divorced ladies, where we meet, we talk, like they always said, it's normal. If you divorce them, they will react, they will do everything. Whereby I just said, okay. Now, I could say like, for past 2-3 months now, I've got over it, like, I just move on with my life. Because if I didn't move on, I'll still be going through a lot of things, everything, but I just move on with my life that it's over. So I've moved to my apartment, and whereby, before I moved, that was in August time, he was like, yeah, when you move to your apartment, I'll come, you'll be making food for me, I'll be sleeping with you. Then I was like, okay, this guy is really smart guy. Then when I moved to my apartment, I told the contact person, they stayed not in my house. I don't want any contact, whereby they accept. Now we don't have any contact. When he pick his kids, there's a place we meet, I pick my kids. That's how we go. We did. My life, it was so difficult because I lost my job and with the kids, I cannot go to school. It's really, really difficult for me. But I managed, now I'm back to school. I want to start education, to focus with my education and take care of the kids to be more better life. But I hope in 5 years' time, I hope everything will be okay. Like my family now, they are like, I'm alone with the kids, I should just get married, this, that. Like, I'm telling them that, like, I don't think I can believe a guy because he is the first person I give the love, the true love, and the trust, everything. So it's kind of difficult for me, like, to really have the true love because now, like, my family are giving me the pressure whereby there's a lot of people, my own tribe, they want me, but I was like, I just need a time to focus a little bit because I don't believe a man anymore because I'm thinking of all men, they are the same. Actually, I've met a lot of people where they say a lot of the same story, attending everything. But I'll just give advice for women, whereby they are like in my shoe, what they are going through, they have to be strong. They have to be strong to fight on their own. When if those who have kids has to focus on their kids, whenever they look upon, they should look upon that kids. That's the blessing, that's the happiness they have. Because as for me, sometimes when I'm sad, I look upon that my two blessing kids, I feel like, oh my God, I'm happy in the world I have them. Because supposing I don't have them, I could have been homeless. I could have been alone, but I could see them around me. We smile, we play together. It makes me more happy to be proud that, okay, I have somebody close to me.